This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just a couple of years ago, there were four black-owned banks in Chicago. Today, there are two, and regulators have told one of them, Illinois Service Federal Savings and Loan, that they're going to shut it down if it doesn't increase its capital reserves, have more money on hand. The decline is part of a national trend because, unlike the more segregated days when those banks were founded, African-American customers can take their business elsewhere now if they so choose. But as Dan Weissman reports, black-owned banks provide a link to history, and research says they may do something a lot more important, too.
Okay, let's go back in time.
Otter Hines and his great band, playing for you from the new Grand Terrace on Chicago's Great South Side.
At its height, in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, the South Side's Bronzeville neighborhood was Chicago's version of Harlem.
Bronzeville used to be known as Black Metropolis.
That's Clifford Rome. We're sitting at a table in his new restaurant, Peaches, across the street from Illinois Service.
So you had all these pioneers who built their businesses on the south side of Chicago, man. So you can go to a butcher, baker, candlestick maker, right? You know, you had these great banks and you had all these entertainers.
Earl Hines started playing in Bronzeville with Louis Armstrong in the 1920s and spent the 30s playing national broadcasts from 39th Street.
So having all that meant that you didn't have to go anywhere else.
And you pretty much couldn't. Segregation was in full force, and white-owned banks did not cross the color line to make loans. That's where Illinois Service Federal comes in.
We were started in 1934 by 13 African-American men with $7,000.
That's Norman Williams, the bank's CEO. One of those 13 founders was his father.
Its mission was simply to provide home loans and help people open savings accounts.
Today, the bank still has deeply loyal customers like Cliff Rome. He runs a catering business, an art gallery, and another restaurant on King Drive. And at Peaches, he tells me he's kept multiple accounts with Illinois Service for years.
Once I walked in the doors, I realized, this is kind of like a throwback.
Right? The bank's current headquarters looked ultra-modern when it went up almost 50 years ago.
But it has this unique quality. It feels community.
He says he banks with Illinois Service for the same reason he uses the dry cleaner next door and the bakery down the street, to support neighborhood institutions.
You need a community bank. You do. Even if that community bank doesn't have the bandwidth to do all the things that larger banks do, it's here.
However, the financial crisis and the recession hit banks like Illinois Service especially hard. African Americans, like Norman Williams' borrowers, were more likely than others to lose their jobs and miss mortgage payments.
People didn't abandon their home. They just got behind. Good, decent people, but...
Thanks in part to new banking regulations, their problems became Illinois Service's problems. And that's why regulators have the bank in their sights. John Taylor runs the Community Reinvestment Coalition. He sees community banks like Illinois Service disappearing all over the country.
And that's really the challenge, because disappearing with them is the personal commitment of boards of directors to make sure that those communities, those neighborhoods prosper.
Taylor believes the issue here is not losing black banks, but losing community banks.
The local is more key than the race of the bank president.
But research shows that race plays a role too. For a study published last year in a journal from Oxford University Press, a team of researchers from Rutgers, Brigham Young, and Utah State sent mystery shoppers into around 80 banks. They posed as small business owners looking for a loan. They all had the same story and the same outfit, but some were black, some were white, and some were Latino.
Well, we found significant differences.
That's Jerome Williams from Rutgers. The study found bank officers asked tougher questions of minority applicants, like they wanted to see more years of financial records. The mystery shoppers also used hidden cameras, and everybody who saw the tapes agreed bank officers were just nicer to white applicants.
There was a lot of bantering and interaction and jokes, being very, very friendly.
With the black and Latino mystery shoppers, not so much. It led to a simple conclusion. For black and Latino entrepreneurs looking for a bank loan,
the playing field is not level, so there's already a mark against you in terms of your background and applying for the loan.
In that context, banks like Illinois Service seem even more important. CEO Norman Williams says he's looking for community-minded investors. He thinks he'll make it.
But it's certainly something that does keep me up at night, because I do think how much good we could do how much work needs to be done on the south side of Chicago.
Right now, he needs about $7 million in new capital to keep Illinois Service doing that work. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.